So here's the opening question from my homily for Pentecost. It's a question especially aimed at all of our students who just graduated, something to keep their minds still in the academics for summer. What is 7 times 7? What is 7 times 7? Hopefully, we all got the right answer. 49. Why would I ask such a question? Well, numbers in the Bible are pretty important. 7 is the number for perfection. 7 times 7 is really sort of like super perfection. Well, the word Pentecost actually means 50, but 50 is just one more than 49. It's like you're taking the perfect period of time, 7 days times 7 weeks, which leaves 49 days. You're summoning up those 49 days with a 50th when you have a feast. The name Pentecost, in other words, can help us think of perfection. It means 50 after that perfect 7 times 7 period of time. What does Pentecost have to do with perfection? Well, Pentecost in the Old Testament was connected to the giving of the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai after they had crossed the Red Sea. It was 50 days after the Passover. Is there any perfection in that? Well, the Red Sea was the passageway out of slavery into freedom. Freedom means full life in God, ability to live the way He wants us to live, the way He created us to live. To live contrary to God's will, in fact, is to go back to Egypt in our mind. It's to go back into slavery. Well, Israel did begin to fall into some sin even after the Red Sea. They were backsliding, moving away from moral perfection, fullness of life. The Ten Commandments helped them to start living freedom. Start to live God's way. The Ten Commandments start to perfect them in freedom. 7 times 7 equals 49. Pentecost, the day after, celebrates the 49, the perfect time. Pentecost, a time in the Old Testament for the giving of the law, which helped them know how to live more perfectly. Fast forward to the New Testament, and you have the solemnity of Pentecost that we celebrate today. The Holy Spirit is poured upon the New Testament church Jesus created. What is the Holy Spirit going to do? The Holy Spirit is going to perfect us in freedom. There's a passage in Jeremiah 31 that says God will one day pour His Spirit out upon believers so that they no longer live the law as an external thing written in stone, imposed from the outside. No, they will one day live the law from the inside out. Well, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the early church today as a fulfillment of that prophecy of Jeremiah. They have power to live love from the inside out. They have power to live God's commandments more perfectly. That's a perfection of freedom. The Holy Spirit will always try to bring about perfect freedom, which is perfect self-donating love, which in Jesus Christ means the ultimate holiness. The Holy Spirit will always try to bring us to full freedom in Jesus Christ. 7 times 7 equals 49. Take the next day to celebrate the beginning of that perfection. Take the 50th day. That's Pentecost, which means 50. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to have His way more fully today in our lives than ever before. Let's acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Let's ask every day for more outpouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts. Let's ask for God's Holy Spirit of love to radiate from us so that others come to share that same love. The commandment to love in Jesus Christ by Pentecost is raised to a whole new level. Raised to a whole new potential for freedom, a whole new potential for perfection by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into believers' hearts. As we receive the Eucharist today, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, let's open our hearts for a great move of the Holy Spirit.